Brothers and sisters, I'm sure you remember St. Petersburg, Russia's second largest city where our shepherd conducted a united crusade. This city was built at the mouth of the Neva River in 1703 by Peter the Great, who had an ambition to expand his territory into Europe. Being located at the mouth of a river, the land was originally a swampy area. So, before erecting buildings, they laid hard stone over it for many years. When you go to Russia and tour around the city, and when you hear the guy's explanation, they said, at the time, Peter the Great was the emperor of a great territory, and when other countries paid tribute to the Russia, Peter the Great was planning to make the city. He wanted to receive the hard stones as a gift. He liked to receive the hard stones as a gift instead of other tributes from other countries. And then, so they laid hard stones over the area, and then they erected the buildings. St. Petersburg, which abounds with the splendid European-style buildings, is considered one of the most magnificent and harmonious cities in Europe from an architectural standpoint. You see that is called the Castle of Summer. It was like a special residence for the king. And in the summer, when I've been on a mission trip to Russia, whenever I also dropped by that place. It was a famous tourist attraction. The palace was decorated so magnificently for the king. But our God, our great God, would decorate such beautiful homes for His children who were cultivated on this earth. He prepares such... Why would it be impossible for Father God to build such a place? Even on earth, such magnificent castles are built, even for a single person. But our great God, when He builds our castle, how vast areas of land He will... Whenever I go there, I went there, I harbored such a hope. When you see those pictures, you have such hope. They are gold-plated statues. Also, in our heaven, He will decorate everything with beautiful jewels. So you shouldn't seek worthless things on earth. But I just briefly explained St. Petersburg. The reason that I mentioned St. Petersburg today is, in today's passage, our Christian life is likened to constructing a building on the foundation of Jesus Christ. To lay a foundation is crucial in constructing a building. Those who have accepted Jesus Christ as the Savior have laid the firmest foundation, to say the least. But despite having the foundation on Jesus Christ, each believer or builder's work is different. No matter how, even though we have a building on a good piece of land, we need a lot of money. We need also architect. We also need laborers. Depending on the levels of their performance, even though the land is good, according to their levels of their performance, the level of the final building could be different, because each builder's work is different. Work here refers to efforts and sincerity exerted by a person. Each builder shows a different level of efforts and sincerity. Also, when the time arrives, each man's work is clearly revealed. Who is builder here? you, each one of you, each and every one of you are a builder. And you are building on the foundation of Jesus Christ. You are building a, you can either build a beautiful building or a shabby, humble building. According to your work, the final product is, your fruit is different. Each one's work is, when, as we are wrapping up the year, how have you found each of your work? There is a saying I will explain in detail later on, especially when we are wrapping up the year. Your work, how much you've sacrificed yourself, how much faithful you've been, is revealed. There's a saying that goes, hard work is never wasted. All the work you've done in faith has to be acknowledged by Father God and piled up as rewards. I pray that this message will lead you to examine how you've done your work this year and throughout your Christian life, so you can lead all the more valuable Christian life. Verse 11 of today's passage says, "For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." The verse implies that our Christian life is based only on our faith in Jesus Christ. By believing in Jesus Christ, we can be forgiven for our sins, be born again of the Holy Spirit, and become God's children. Following God's words, we can cast off all forms of evil and fight against sins to the point of shedding blood, thereby recovering the image of God. This is indeed a Christian life. And just as 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 reminds us, "Do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" The Spirit of God makes a temple of His children. You put your hand on your chest and say, "I am the temple of God." You are a temple of God. But depending on how much effort each of us has put into our work, both in spirit and in flesh, the purity and perfection of the temple differs. The same goes for the temple in your heart. Let's say you are temple, but the it's up to you to how do you build your temple. If you build a big and beautiful temple, you, or you can also, you have a shabby or humble place, then how could we have a magnificent and beautiful place? It depends on how much you've cultivated your heart. To the extent we circumcise our heart, we can make the temple cleaner. Depending on how faithful we are in our duties, we can make the temple more perfect. Once you make your heart perfect, once you fill yourself with truth, you can broaden your vessel. So your, the temple will be, so as you carry on your duties, the perfection of the temple becomes different. As we carry out our God-given duties and go through various situations, we can equip ourselves with the necessary spiritual qualities. As you achieve peace, gentleness, mercy, and patience, we can adorn the temple with beautiful decorations. Once, if we don't have the attributes of truth, even if we don't have the attributes of truth, it will hinder, you know, even though we don't have, in addition to being sanctified, we need, when you are on the first level of faith, but if you stay there, you cannot go into deeper levels. But if you try to bear more fruit, try to lower yourself more, serve more, sacrifice more, and even though you don't commit sins, you and you realize that how narrow-minded you are and how much you lack the gentleness. So that's how you so there's a great difference between having the duties or having no duties. And it once you love God, you long for the duties, and as you long as you carry on your duties, and that way you can have beautiful decorations on your heart. As we achieve peace, gentleness, mercy, and patience, we can adorn the temple with beautiful decorations. We talk about the in addition to the clean and sanctified heart, we have to just as there are, likewise, as you carry out your duties, you can bear more fruit, and you can have your temple of your heart more beautifully. And the temple equipped with these spiritual qualities is not just clean, but has more perfection. By the way, verse 12 says, "Now if any man builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and straw, it divides our work put into the building on the foundation of Jesus Christ into 6 degrees. Also, there's also a reason that they are listed in the order of gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and straw. Namely, they are listed in the order of the value from God's perspective. Some may wonder, aren't precious stones more valuable than gold? Precious stones also give out luster and have a high value. But once they get a little scratch, their value declines dramatically. Moreover, if they are broken, they just become useless. But what about gold? It can be changed into different forms. Even if it gets a crack or a scratch, it can be restored to its original condition. While currencies change in value over time, the value of gold is recognized permanently. Regardless of time, gold has been used globally, and people accumulate wealth by gathering it. Although silver has many similarities to gold, it falls short of gold in luster and solidity. And its characteristics can change by its surroundings. Especially if you have some silverware, it changes. Its color, it loses color in the air. When you have a silver spoon, you have to wipe it. Silver changes. That's why the verse lists gold, silver, and precious stones in the order of value from God's perspective. What comes next after precious stone is wood and hay, which refers to trees and glass that are alive. The last one is straw, which is lifeless. In building the temple in our hearts, some of us use gold, silver, or precious stones, while others wood, hay, or straw. Next, verse 13 says, "Each man's work will become evident, for the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work." Here, each man's work will become evident signifies that we will find out how sincerely we've led a life of faith and how much we've lived in the truth. whether we've built with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw, will be removed. This relates to our levels of faith as well. While there are five levels of faith, why does the Bible categorize our work into six materials? The last one, straw, is lifeless. Straw is what remains after grains and chaff are removed. Anyway, the straw is lifeless, completely lifeless. So a person whose work is likened to straw falls short of even the first level of faith. They also have nothing to do with salvation. If the Lord descended to the air now, they wouldn't be lifted up, but remain to face the seven-year tribulation. Even so, if they manage to keep their faith to the end and suffer martyrdom, they would receive at least shameful salvation. You believe in God, you believe in the Lord, but you have a faith of a straw. So the faith of straw is less than even the first level of faith. You, person with the straw, you, unbelievers don't even have to build their temple, so they don't even belong to the straw. But the faith of a straw refers to those who have accepted the Lord and attend church, but have lost their faith. And so that's why the straw was added. When the Lord comes to the air, they cannot be lifted up, but face 7-year tribulation. Even so, if they manage to keep their faith to the end and suffer martyrdom, they would receive at least shameful salvation. Among people whose work in faith is like straw are those who receive cleaning salvation. That's why by the way, it's never easy to keep your faith and die a martyr during the 7-year tribulation. After you half-heartedly live a Christian life, and when you see others lifted up, you stay on alert, and would it be easy to receive salvation? That's why you have to try harder now. Even so, even though someone heard such a message, heard that there will be a 7-year tribulation, and you know, other people have been lifted up and they are no longer to be seen. And the news media says that this is the rapture. I mean, they never say that this is a rapture. In the time of confusion, you know, people have disappeared. In that, to silence the confusion, there will be some other forces emerging. But people who listen to this message, they at least remember. They would be reminded that the advent of our Lord, and they will realize that they will remain on the earth, while they have to keep their faith to the end and receive salvation, even through martyrdom, many of them cannot bear severe persecutions and deny the Lord. I hope that none of you here would have the faith of straw. Then, what about a person whose work is likened to hay? They have life but no fruit, so they are at the first level of faith. Next, a person categorized into wood is in a state where he has grown spiritually to some degree and bears fruit. He is at the second level of faith where one tries to act by the word. A person categorized into precious stone is at the third level where one can act by the word. Just as precious stones give out luster, they can overcome the world by faith and glorify God. A person who's built with a silver is at the fourth level where one has achieved sanctification with utmost love for God. Lastly, a person who's built with gold is at the fifth level of faith where one can please God. Father God is well aware of each man's work. He knows well with what kind of sincerity we've sown and acted, and pays us back accordingly. By the way, the time will arrive for each man's work to be revealed. Verse 13 says, each man's work will become evident, for the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire. And that fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. Then, what does the day in the passage mean? It has three different meanings. The word containing three meanings is also called a triple-layered word. One word has three meanings. Let's look into the word layer by layer. First, the day refers to the time when a particular season is over, like the year end, towards the end of the year. Each man's work during the year is fulfilled. The work of pastors, Sunday, Fritz, your faithfulness is revealed. The works of pastors, Sunday school teachers, cell leaders, sub-district leaders, district leaders, group leaders, the leaders of mission groups are revealed. How sincerely they've worked for God and how many people they've led into salvation are revealed. Once their work is recognized, the church gives them an award, and the award is also piled up as rewards in heaven. Even though you're not at the fifth level, and especially people who as you are examined and checked and receive an award, this is not the end. What you received, if you receive an award, God will repay you more in heaven for that word. If you keep your ardent love for, even though you are not at the fifth level of faith, if you keep your ardent love for the souls until the year end, your work will surely be revealed. No matter what kind of test comes, you can protect your flock and achieve revival by evangelizing many. But with the passing of time, many people lose passion, fail to give thanks in the face of troubles, and despair. They give excuses saying, I cannot share the gospel now. It's not easy to pay them a visit. As they lose the fullness of the Spirit and passion in their duties, some of their members stop coming to church. Just as straw and wood, they have to, once someone is absent, you have to go and try to figure out what happened, and you have to deliver God's will exactly. Even though they have their heart taken away by Satan, they would come back to their senses and lead a good Christian life. But But if workers themselves waver and lose the fullness, how could they manage their souls under them well? Well, you don't... because your faith is weak, and you don't care even when a wolf comes and takes it away, and you don't know what is... And just as straw and wood are damaged by fire, the works they've done suffer damage. Let's say the, you know, in the orchard, there are many trees. The farmers diligently nurture the trees. They give nutrients and remove bugs, insects, and give a shade. And when it rains much, they work hard to, and there are many fruits. And in the fall, they have to reap the fruits. It's time to reap the fruits. But there is a big rain in autumn. There is always a big rain in the fall, in rain. After, and then after the weak fruits are damaged, and even when that happens, farmers would be so discouraged and so disappointed. Your devotion and your and work and your, but in the face of trouble, did you? If so, you have to examine whether you han. Like this, as we wrap up the year, we can tell which category the works we've done during the year falls into. We may think we've worked hard with toil and effort during the year, but with how much love, faith, and sincerity we've worked is revealed. With how much strength and devotion we've worked, how much we prayed and fasted with tears for the souls, and how much love we've extended to the souls are revealed. The first meaning of the day is a time when we wrap up a particular session. Second, the day means the time of rest. Verse 13 notifies us that the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work, meaning that there will be a test of fire. A test of fire signifies trials or tribulations coming to test our faith. What is most burned quickly among the six materials? The answer is straw. Once straw catches fire, it is burned up instantly, leaving only ashes. There's no that it doesn't have to be that big fire. Just a small seed of fire can. Even though there is a great amount of straw, what a seed of fire can burn all them away immediately. You can imagine that, right? There's a lot of even at a tiny seed of fire. What comes next is hay and wood. In weak flames, a living tree wouldn't be burned up right now. Still, it suffers damage. And in violent flames, the tree would be burned up. Let's say there's a fire on the mountain. There are even such big and beautiful trees are burned. and in violent flames, a tree would be burned up. Then, what about precious stones? They are not burned away by fire, but in violent flames, some precious stones may lose their unique characteristics or even be broken. Then, all the world can be destroyed in an instant. The third level of faith is compared to the faith of precious stones. Just as precious stones are beautiful and shiny in appearance, people at the third level look beautiful when they are filled up with the Spirit. They fervently pray, tearfully sing praises, and resolve to live for the Lord. But they are not always so. In the face of a great trial, their faith may change. Thus, even those at the third level of faith shouldn't feel relieved. We have to get past the 60% point of the third level, the rock of faith, and then reach the fourth level of faith where one has no forms of evil or fleshly thoughts. Actually, people of the fourth or fifth level of faith, people at the fourth and fifth levels don't waver or change even in the face of a great trial. But because people of Father God and people, God gave us the measure of faith because people changed themselves, and there was the shepherd, so they could become filled with the Spirit, so they could demonstrate a greater faith. Simply put, there was some but as the God gave us a fiery trial, what was revealed, our own work and faith was revealed. How did you overcome the test? Even though we are here now, even some of you may have been damaged. Some of you may have wavered by the trials. Even though you received a fourth or fifth level of faith in the past, you shouldn't have wavered in any trials or tests. It's not just and you have to check whether you have been manifest. You have remained changed. As the fiery test came, did you quarrel and argue and got angry and argue over which is right? Then that means you have wavered and you've had a change of heart. So you cannot be called and you have to know that in the past, by the shepherd's grace of the shepherd's faith, people could have received such measure of faith. So, but it's still easy for us to achieve it because we know about the Spirit well. So we have to make our heart pure, not just on the outside. We shouldn't just push down our ill feelings, but we have to root them out. Even though someone does something totally, but we have to achieve things in the 2025. They are like gold or silver, which doesn't change by fire. Rather, its purity increases with its impurities removed. So, in the fourth or fifth level of faith, there could be a fiery test because the enemy devil is in control of the first heaven. So, when the Satan brings accusation, like if the enemy devil suggests that, the enemy devil also controls inside the evil doors to bother or harass the man of spirit. But through such times, we can increase in purity. We can humble ourselves more. We can pray more. We can make ourselves lower the more. Each one of you could have a fiery test, but you have to know that such a time is a blessing to make you more perfect. For example, as Daniel and his three friends passed their test by faith, they became all the more precious ones. Like this, their work is not damaged by any test or fire, but rather increases in value. Like this, on the day when a fiery test comes, we can check the quality of our work. Third, the day refers to the day when we finish our life on earth and stand before the Lord. To be more exact, it is the day of the great white throne judgment. Revelation chapter 22 verse 12 says, "Behold, I'm coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to every man according to what he has done." As said, when our Lord descends to the air and His believers are lifted up, the seven-year wedding banquet and the millennial kingdom unfold. After that comes the great white throne judgment. It is the time when all people who've been cultivated on earth have their faith evaluated. They receive rewards and enter their heavenly dwelling places. So far, we've gone over the three meanings of the day. First, it refers to the time when a particular session is over. Second, the day means the time of rest. Third, it signifies the day when we finish our life on earth and stand before the Lord. This is the year end. According to your change, according to your fruits, you have become appointed a leader because you fall short of your work, you have not been recognized, and so you have to work harder and next year take on greater duties. And also, the church evaluates your work during the year. Also, the fiery test. Our church has gone through a fiery test. Once you go through a fiery test, you have to check whether you have damaged, you have been burned anywhere. And if you have anywhere that is burned or damaged, you have to know your work, you have to return back. But if you have the faith of silver or gold, once after you go through trials, you love God more and you become closer to God, and you realize that as you look at people's evil, you detest evil. During the trials, we long for heaven more, and we resolve not to. And yep, Father God is watching, so we have to focus on being faithful, But as you go through the fiery test, did you not complain? Did you not grumble? Did you not have a resentment? And then you have things to repent of. So you have to repent and you have to recover completely in 2025. Second prayer title is the Recover Your First Love. It's not just about you have to recover. Recovery is easier than starting from the beginning. You may have lost some faith because of something. Then you can recover, and you can recover to the original faith. And as we have gone through the fiery trial, we have to look back on again, on ourselves again, and you have to check our words and deeds and our trust. You have to find our shortcomings, repent of them, and become more perfect. And third is the day. Is the day when we stand before our Lord. Even though we, according to each person, the day we meet our Lord could be different. The Lord could call our soul first. When our Lord calls our souls, we have to go. And once we are called, we no longer have a chance to pile up rewards. And we know that we have to. And but yeah, so from now on, once the new year begins, we have to carry out our duties hard and bear fruits. Then next year, in the year end, you will also have fruits and your work is revealed. So in our journey to heaven, we go through fiery tests and we go through trials. So we shouldn't waver, but we have to be more than able to overcome. So until we meet our Lord, we have to strive for. Verses 14 and 15 say, if any man's work which he has built on it remains, he will receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Then what materials remain intact even after a test of fire? They are gold, silver, and precious stones. As for precious stones, as I explained earlier, they can suffer damage in violent flames. But in general, they are not burned by fire. On the contrary, wood, hay, and straw are burned by fire, and their forms hardly remains. So whatever is built with wood, hay, or straw is useless. And no award is given. Only when our work remains intact, even after a test of fire, we are given an award. In this church, we give excellence awards to those who've done an outstanding job in his field, and we bestow a certificate of merit upon those who've made big achievements. These awards also become their rewards in heaven, giving them everlasting glory. So we are recording everyone who's receiving an award, and even when we receive a reward on earth, this is a glory, and our rewards in heaven cannot be taken away. But people who left the church through the test of fire, their rewards cannot last forever, and these awards, other than such awards, once you pass a test by faith, blessings surely follow. You, Father God, gives you an award because you passed the test by faith. But what is more important than these awards is what we are awarded at the great judgment. The reason is the dwelling place and rewards we receive at the great judgment last forever. Therefore, people who diligently store up heavenly treasures with hope for heaven are truly wise ones. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 20, store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in or steal. For whom did Jesus tell us to store up treasures in heaven? He said we are to do it for ourselves. Your labor and devotion for the kingdom of God are used as materials to build your heavenly homes. Particularly, your efforts to evangelize, visit, and pray for souls for their salvation, and your devotion in building a sanctuary where many people can worship are directly related to your heavenly homes. Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you." Our Lord serves as the chief supervisor in building our heavenly homes, and He builds each one's home according to what they've done. Thus, we are to send up the materials for our heavenly homes through faithfulness, service, and salvation of souls, etc. We need materials for our Lord to build our house. Our Lord wants to build our house in magnificent ways, and He has a great design for our homes, but we have to send up the materials to heaven. This is up to you. This is your, it depends on how much you do. Are you sorry about not having a good home on this earth? But what about in heaven? So you don't have to be envious of worldly things. So I urge you to build magnificent homes in heaven. The last verse of today's passage says, "If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, so as through fire. Straw, hay, and wood are burned by fire." So what does the verse mean by, "If your work is burned up, you will suffer loss"? Let's say you've worked hard as a group leader or a Sunday school teacher throughout the year, but as you look back, you've borne no fruits and only maintained the status quo. What did Jesus say of such cases? In the parable of the talent, He said to the servant who gained no more talent, "Therefore, take away the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. You are not only do you yourself suffer loss, but God's work, which you've been in charge of, also suffers damage. Obviously, if you haven't done your duties as a cell leader or a group leader, your fellow members all suffer spiritual loss as well. They have neither grown in faith nor made their souls prosper, for they haven't been able to evangelize their families or get through tests and tribulations. They've been harmed. Some of the district leaders said, there's one of the members who are in trouble, so he prayed for that family, for him, every morning. After 1 week, 2 weeks, all the complicated problems begin to be solved one by one, and that family is in overjoyed and in peace. And this is what the district leader shared with me. And if church leaders pray and fast for them, their flock, their members come back alive spiritually, and they turn into good believers, and they become filled up with the Spirit, and all of them become filled up with the Spirit. People are getting healed of diseases. So how happy? So people who met such good leaders are truly blessed. But some church leaders don't pray well, don't show faithfulness, and they habitually attend church, then people under her leadership would not have their problems resolved, and they just fall into temptation. They can get out of it and eventually become a long absentee member. And even not just herself, but even her members under his leadership suffer loss. If you fail to carry out your duties as a parish leader or a guidance teacher, your entire parish or mission group is subject to change. If you are a head of a group, your fault can inflict greater loss or damage. Back to the passage, it says, "But he himself will be saved, so as through fire." It's not that you've lost your faith. It's just that despite having taken on duties, you failed to show your work. You can receive salvation, but failing to show your work means you have shortcomings. As a result, trials follow to fix your shortcomings. Whatever you do or sow before God, I urge you to do by faith and with all your heart, strength, soul, and mind. Only then your work won't be burned away by a test of fire, but born as perfect fruits in due time and piled up as heavenly rewards. Most of all, you have to strive to attain to perfect levels of faith and stay faithful with all your heart to build up rewards. Let me conclude the message. In hindsight, we've been able to triumph at every moment by God's grace and the Lord's love. Most of all, God's ever-strong power has protected us and enabled us to glorify Him. In 2025 as well, this church shall accomplish the kingdom of God mightily and bring great joy to Father God like the church in Philadelphia. Revelation chapter 3 verses 11 and 12 tell us, "I'm coming quickly, hold fast what you have so that no one will take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out from it anymore. And I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God and the new Jerusalem which comes down out of heaven from my God and my new name." As our Lord said, "I pray in our Lord's name that you will build with gold while living on earth and be qualified to live with Him in New Jerusalem."
Hallelujah, our Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all the members who are receiving this prayer now. May you work in ways that transcend space and time for your children all over the world. I ask you to give them faith by which they can believe from the heart, drive away their negative thoughts and doubts, and make all their tests and tribulations go away. Scorch them from head to toe, all of their organs, intestines, bones, nerves, tissues, and cells with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and work with the original light. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy devil, all diseases, germs, and weaknesses go away. May the light come upon them. Please cleanse them of all terminal and incurable diseases by scorching them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria, all contagious and infectious diseases and related symptoms such as cold, coughing, fever, and flu go away. May you protect them from all diseases, heal them of all kinds of cancers, including monastic cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high low blood pressures, heart disease, pulmonary or gastric disease, diabetes, women's disease, dermatitis, thyroid problems, and all kinds of inflammations. I ask you to perfectly heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Make all kinds of pain go away, including backache, headache, and neuralgia. All mental diseases like epilepsy, autism, depression, manic depression, panic disorder, neurosis, dementia, go away. All kinds of paralysis go away. May they stand up, walk, and leap. Please make them see better or hear better. May the blind begin to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Father, perfectly heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and make their broken bones knit back together. Make their skins fully recover from burns. All burning sensations and heat go away. Father, please keep them from having any scar. Cleanse them of addiction to all kinds of drugs and poisoning. Make their dead nerves and cells regenerate. Make the dead revive. Father, may you bless infertile couples with a child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all evil spirits, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and their servants, go away. All evil spirits, dirty spirits, deceitful and crafty spirits, and separating and deceiving spirits, all darkness, go away. Darkness, be driven away and all the bonds of wickedness be loosed. May the light come. Father God, please give us strength to cry out in prayer and empower us to cast off sins and become sanctified. Make everything go well with them as their soul prospers and help them evangelize their families as well. All through the week, may you protect us from all accidents and disasters and bless us to lead a prosperous life where nothing goes wrong. Please protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and businesses with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and your blazing eyes. Give our students wisdom and understanding and let them have more fervor and passion to study hard. Protect their hearts and minds from being taken away by the world. Bless our students to love you more fervently. Please bless your children to lead a life where they do everything to your glory, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Bless them to always confess with their lips, "I've met and experienced God, I've received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. May you be glorified alone. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.